بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، brothers and sisters, we shall going to talk about the fifth pillar in our kin, the sixth pillar in Arkan al-Iman, for Arkan al-Iman, which is believing in the qada wa qadar, the predestination and the fate. As usual, before we start about the subject, we should know the meaning of the title. What's the meaning of predestination and the fate? We say in Arabic, al-qada'u wal-qadar. Al-qada'u wal-qadar, the fate and the predestination. Some scholar said there is no difference between these two words. Qada, it means qadar. Predestination, it means fate. And scholar said fate means predestination. Same thing, no difference. And other scholars said, or some scholars said, no, there is a difference between predestination and fate. هناك فرق بين القضاء والقدر. I'm not going to go through this again with you, as we did with the prophets and the messengers. Shortly I will say, in Arabic language, words predestination, qadar, it means قدر الشيء هيأه وأعده. When you repair something, repair it, prepare for it. When you prepare for it, when you plan for it, that's the meaning of qadar. قدرته. I plan for this thing. I prepare for it. When you have idea about it, you have knowledge, you know what will happen. This is preparing for it. So this is in Arabic the meaning of this word, qadar, predestination. Qada in Arabic, it means qada bima'na alzama wa nafadha wa hakama. Wa minhu al-qadi, لأن القاضي إذا قضى بالأمر ألزم به الخط. The qada, it means in Arabic language, when you did something, something happened already, something exists, something you have said or you have done it, something happened, okay, it has been exist, huh? Executed. Okay. So this is the meaning of qada. So basically, you prepare for thing, then you do it. That's right. Huh? So predestination should be before fate, qada. So the first step is qadar, then qada. For example, I'm planning to go to move from this apartment to this apartment. Planning it. Ask about the price. I have information about the new place. I know about it. Then I will go ahead and rent or contact to mover so I can move my stuff or my furniture to the other place. The first thing, which is planning, prepare for it, because قَدَّرْتُ الْأَمْرِ. When I moved, that qada, fate, something happened, I moved already. Some people may say, why are you saying in Arabic قضاء قدر. We should say it قضاء قدر قضاء يعني القدر والقضاء. If you want to make it an order, it should be القدر والقضاء. But since it's not easy when you pronounce القدر والقضاء, it's easier to say القضاء والقدر. It's much lighter, is that right? Even maybe if you didn't speak Arabic, you can feel it's lighter. القضاء والقدر. It's lighter, it's nicer than القدر والقضاء. You see, you break it, it's heavy. So easier in pronounce to say القضاء والقدر. But it doesn't mean that's in order, no. It is similar to it a lot, like the ulama say, السبر والتقسيم. And it should be التقسيم والسبر. They said السبر والتقسيم, something regarding to usul fiqh. If you want to check something, you classified the issue, then you start to check it. Do you know the electricity guy, when he checked the electrics, he bring the wires, and he take 1, 2, 3, 4 wires, okay? They start check each one, it has electricity or nothing or not, right? So first of all, you divide it, okay? Then you check. So you divide it, then you check. But in Arabic, we said, check and divide. It doesn't mean in order, no. It means it's easier. Sabr wa taqseem.
The flow.
It's a flow, yeah. It's saying al-qada wal-qadar are easier than al-qadar wal-qadar. What is the meaning of al-qada and al-qadar? Before I tell you the meaning, I want you to know something. In this 20 minutes, you have to know it. Because no one can believe in al-qada wal-qadar until he believes in the pillar of al-qada wal-qadar. If you know what's the pillar of the al-qada wal-qadar, like iman has pillars, 5 or 6 pillars. Qadar has 6 pillars too. If you know it, if you believe in it, you believe in Qadar. If you know the 6 pillars, you will know what the predestination is and what its fate is. So, let's try to do it easy and quick. They call this the pillar of Al-Qada wal-Qadar. First pillar in this issue, you believe in Allah's knowledge, al-iman bi-ilm Allah, that Allah know everything. As I told you yesterday, He know what happened, what is gonna happen in the future, what He know about the thing. It doesn't happen. If it happened, how it will be, looks like. We explained that already yesterday. His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, take over everything. He knows every single thing in this world. Allah said, يقول في القرآن, إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Your Lord, your God is Allah. And there is no other with Him. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. His knowledge take over everything. He know every single thing. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge. He know the unseen, the ghayb. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He know what is in the land, what is in the sea. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَهِ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Even if it is a little leaf drop And from the tree, he knows it. He knew about it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is the first pillar that you know that Allah has the knowledge. He knows about every single thing. He has the complete knowledge, perfect knowledge. Second pillar, believing in that Allah wrote down every single thing will happen in this world. أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ كَتَبَ الْأَشْيَاءَ قَبْلَ وُقُوعِهَا. هذا الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان بالقدر. That Allah wrote down, wrote every single thing will happen, He wrote it in a book, which is الكتاب المحفوظ والكتاب المكنون. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Didn't you know that Allah knows يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He knows what is in the heavens, what is the earth. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابِ. All of this, it has been written in a book. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And this is something easy for him. والله يقول وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض إلا في كتاب مبين. There's no thing in this world إلا, except it is in a book. It has been written in a book and been mentioned in the book, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. Everything we wrote it in a book. A lot of verses in the Quran mention that. Third pillar, it is that Allah has the will and He شاء. وش الماضي منور؟ Has willed every single thing happen in this world. He willed it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it mentioned in the Quran in many verses. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. Every single thing happened in this dunya, in this world, it happened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And في الحديث قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الله يقلبها كيف يشاء. Allah control the hearts as He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will, we can say it, it's one pillar, or we can separate to two pillars, to classify it as two pillars. The fourth one, he has two types, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from willing. The first type, it's general will. It goes for every creation. That every single thing happened in this world from long, long, long time ago, before He created anything, He has willed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before He created everything, He willed that you will be here, I will be here, Musa He will send to His people, the Jew will reject Musa's da'wah. Every single thing happened, He has willed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created everything. There's another thing, another type of will, which is comparing to the creation when it exists. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ. When Allah wants to create something, He ordered when He will. So this word, when He will, there is another will here. For example, a such person, he died today. He passed away today. Allah, He knows that. He willed that long, long time ago, before He created all the creations. That's right? Huh? That He, in that day, particular day, He will die. But in this day, in the same moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order the angel of death to take soul, so he will die. There's another will here, in this moment. And this will, it's a specific one. It goes for each creation individually. It's not general. Not like that, the first one. Just to make it a little bit hard on you. No. In this case, you will know there is nothing exists in this world until Allah's, until it exists by Allah's will. And there is nothing unexist in this world. It doesn't unexist because Allah, He didn't will it. That's right. Fifth pillar. The will, it has two pillars. The general one, the specific one. The fifth pillar is the order, Amrullah. Allah's order, command. ودليل ذلك يوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق. When he says كن يعني be, so be is the order, it's his command. This word is his order, it's his command. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. When he wills something, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say be and it will be done. So this order be is a pillar that Allah creates every single thing by His command, by this word be. So you was created by His order be, and every single creation was created by this word be. So this is the sixth pillar. The fifth pillar. The sixth pillar is al-khalq, that Allah creates. He's the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنه الخلاق اللي هو الخلق والتكوين. That Allah creates every single thing. When He created, when He let it to be exist, this is the sixth pillar of qada wa qadar. Say that again. Who can say? First one, al-ilm, knowledge. Second, kitabah, that Allah has wrote everything. Third, will, the general will. The fourth, specific will. The fifth, order, amr, bika mashia al-amma wa mashia al-jus'iyya. The sixth and the last one, He creates everything, the create. if you put this six steps together, who can tell me now which pillars go to predestination and which pillars go to fate? I told you what's the meaning of fate. I told you what's the meaning of predestination. Let's see. Which one of these it will go to predestination? Knowledge. The know that he knew everything. Predestination, it depends on knowledge. Planning. Remember the meaning of language? Planning, preparing. So knowledge. Second, he wrote it. Third, will. The general will. Fourth, specific will? No. Only three. It's even. Three only here, and the rest of it, it's with the faith. So, when Allah, his faith is, when you want to know what's the faith, is this three things, which is the specific will, then his order, then he creates. Then it will be exist. His predestination is that he know about it, that he wrote it down, that he will it. Then it will go to the next step, which is how to exist this creation, how this creation be exist by a specific will, by order, by creating it. So this way you can tell what is the qadr, what is the qada. We say it in Arabic, al-qadaru huwa ilmu Allahi bil-ashya wa iradatuhu laha azalan wa kitabatuhu laha fil lawh al-mahfuz. والقضاء هو إيجاد الله للأشياء بأمره الكوني وفق مشيئته المعينة أو الجزئية أو الخاصة. If you understand this, it's the key for you to understand the whole subject. If you can put your mind together and always remember the three things related to qadar, the predestination, and the three things related to the fate, the qada, you will be able always to know the difference between them. Then you can deal with the ayat, with the whole subject, as you will see, shall. Since there's only 5 minutes left, let me to give you the history of the qadar, which is happening more than 5,000 years. طيب قدر in this issue it's very easy. I know lots of brothers afraid of qadr. They said, oh, we don't want to talk about this. This is the hardest issue. This is the most difficult issue in aqidah. And in fact it's not. It's very simple, very easy. But the people make it complicated. And it's one of the first shubha, which is suspicion, Iblis came with. Even Iblis, he was misguided by a suspicion regarding to the qadar. Iblis, Allah asked him to make sujood to Adam. What he said? خيرهم. Then he said, قال ربي بما أغويتني. He said, Allah, you misguide me. See, he said that you are the one who decide this. You are the one who make me evil. So why are you asking me to make sujood? Why you ask me why I didn't follow your command? You're the one who misguided me. So he used this suspicion, this shubha. Because that the ulama said, the first suspicion in qadr, it was by Iblis. Which they call it madhhab al-jabriya. The people claim that they have no choice. Allah forced them to do sins. Allah forced them to do evil things. We call them Iblisiyah. The ulama call them Iblisiyah because they're going the Iblis ways. Because Iblis said to Allah, "You're the one who forced me to be evil." This is a big issue here in America too. People are so confused about this. But inshallah, I find out very easy, very, very simple. And thus, people who said, who claimed that Allah forced us to do, there's a group we call Jabriyah. Min al-Jabri, min al-Ilzam. Force. Other group, in other hand, this is in the right side, the left side, other group saying, no, Allah has nothing to do with the creation. Allah, He didn't know about His creation. He knew about things after it happened. They said, He didn't know that you are going to, for example, do this evil deed. He knew about after it happened. He didn't know about before. And some of them felt shy to say this is this way. They said, no, He knew about it, but He didn't will it. He didn't create it. They believe in the predestination, but they don't believe in the fate. They said, no, the human being who created it. You are the one who created it, not Allah. Allah didn't, He didn't want, He didn't will it. Specific will, or He didn't create at all. And this other group we call them Al-Qadariyah. And group start very early in Islam, in the time of Abdullah ibn Abbas and the Sahaba, second generation Islam. In the Qarn al-Thani, the second century. And century here doesn't mean a thousand years, no. It means, yani, a period. Anyway, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about Qadariyah, and he said, Al-Qadariyah majusu ummati. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Qadariyah, they are the majus. They are majus. Majus, those people who worship the fire. They used to say, this world has two creators. They said, this world has two creators. One is the light, the one who creates the good, and other is the dark, the one who creates the evil things. So they worship two, they said, there's two creators, ilahu lil-nur wa ilahu lil-zulma, God for lightness and God for darkness. And those people from the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, they who came in his nation, they are similar to them. Why? Because they said, Allah, He didn't create your evil deeds. No, you're the one who created. So they make two gods. One who creates the good things, and you are the one who creates the evil things. They get confused. When Muslims start talking about this issue, some scholars said, after Al-Hajjaj, he entered Mecca and Al-Kaaba was destroyed by Al-Hajjaj's army. Not the whole Kaaba, but a lot, yani, it's almost been destroyed. People, the new Muslims and the narration said, the people came from, like, came from foreigner country. Not familiar with Quran, not familiar with the Arabic, not familiar with the language of the Quran. They ask a question. Now Kaaba has been destroyed. Do you think it's been destroyed by Allah's will or not? If it is, how Allah will destroy His house? If it's not, that means they are stronger than Allah. And people listen to that and said, oh, that makes sense. Then people transfer this suspicion to others. And people start talk. And this is show you And up to this day, we have this group in Muslim country. Tell you that it might start small, but by talking, it became bigger and bigger and bigger. If the Muslims learn that time, that when they have problems, what they should do? فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If they went to scholars, asked them how we know that, they will get the answer. A clear answer, which is very easy, that Allah is jealous two types. One, when Allah wills something, it doesn't mean He likes it. Allah will a lot of things, but He like it. And Allah likes things, but it doesn't happen because He didn't will it. That's easy. And kufr, it's by Allah's will, but I don't like it. Doesn't mean that He likes kufr. No. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. He don't like it. But he let them to do what they want. He accepts everything. He makes it clear for them. Torah will guide you to this. The Iman will guide you to this. If they go to the scholar, they'll get the answer. But since they're not, and people repeat here, make rumor, and people start talking. It is spread out, so the people have this problem. And ignorant people came after, and they said, oh, we should say that, and they start having followers. Al-Jabriya people who said that Allah forced us, we don't have a choice. They belong to a man, his name Al-Jaham ibn Safwan, Abu Mihral, Al-Rasibi, Al-Tirmidhi. He was killed in 128 Hijriyan. He was killed by the Muslim ruler that day, who Salam ibn Ahwaz. He killed him after a battle. And Al-Jaham ibn Safwan, he took this idea from a man, his name is Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, he's a man, he was the first man came in public talking about a new innovation. And he's the first one, he said that Allah, He didn't talk to Musa. And Ibrahim, he wasn't his Khalil. لم يكن خليل الرحمن. And therefore, the Imam al-Muslimin that day, Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri, he brought him in Yom al-Adha, Eid al-Adha. You know Eid al-Adha? Huh? Eid al-Adha. He said, oh people, oh Muslims, everyone tithing his sheep out, waiting for the prey, after he goes sacrifice the sheep. He said, he asked, seek fatwa from scholar. He said, I'm not going to sacrifice sheep or camels this day. What are they going to sacrifice? He said, I'm going to sacrifice a man who came out with an innovation, destroyed the Muslim's ummah. The scholar said, it's better than the sheep and camels. And really, he didn't sacrifice sheep and camels that day. He sacrificed this man instead of it. And when he finished his khutbah, he said, تَقْبَحُوا تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ ضَحَيَاكُمْ إِنِّي مُضَحٍ بِالْجَعْدِ بْنِ دِرْعَمْ فَإِنَّهُ زَعَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا وَلَا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Then he went down and he sacrificed him, he killed him. Before he died, the narration said, he sent his opinion and his ideas, he wrote it in a letter, and he sent it to Jahan bin Safwan, secret. And Jahan take it and spread it out. And him and his wife, it's a long story. This Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, we finished. Huh? Bahu. Sacrifice your sheep, your animals, and he said, sacrifice your sheep, and he am going to sacrifice this man, Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, he taught this idea from a man, his name, Bayan ibn Sam'an. His name is Bayan ibn Sam'an. Bayan ibn Sam'an, he took this idea from a man, his name is Talut. Who's Talut? Talut, his uncle is Lubayd al-A'fam. Who's Lubayd al-A'fam? Lubayd ibn al-A'fam, you know? Lubayd ibn al-A'fam, the one who made magic for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a Jew person. And he's the one who did the magic to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 1 month, he was under this magic and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel and he took it off him. And the magic was only affected the Prophet ﷺ. He felt like he met his, or he had intercourse with his wife, but he did it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will see this idea, which is Allah forced people to do something, it came from the Jew side. On the other hand, the people who said that Allah, the Qadariyah, the group of Qadariyah, who claiming that Allah, he didn't know about the things until it happened, or he didn't create it. This famous thing, it came from a man from Basra. His name is Sin Sawayh, or Si Sawayh Al-Baqqal. Sin Sawayh Al-Baqqal. He is a Christian. And some ulama said there's a man before him, his name is Sawsan, Iraqi Nasrani, irtadda ila Nasrani, from Iraq. He became Muslim, then he turned back to Christianity. But all the scholars said the one who really comes up with this idea, his name is Ma'bad ibn Abdullah ibn Uwain al-Juhani al-Basri, and this man, he came with this idea. And after that, another guy, his name is Ghaylan al-Dimishqi, he came with this idea and start talking about it. Abu Marwan, Ahad al-Bulagha, and he was a Christian too, but Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he had a dialogue with him, and he repented. And after Umar ibn Aziz passed away, he came back with this idea until he was killed by Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, rahimahullah. And this was 105 Lil-Hijrah. Then the Mu'tazila, a group of Mu'tazila, Wasa ibn Hata and Amr ibn Ubaid, they took the idea and it's been transferred to the Shia, and it's been transferred to the Zaydiya, transferred to the Yemen after a long time. And the one who really took this idea was Al-Ma'mun, the very famous Khalifa, and Al-Mu'tasim. They talk this idea and they ask people to follow it. And Al-Ma'mun, in fact, he turned to Shi'i. He is almost became Shi'i, because the Mu'tazila group, it disappeared, and comes all of their ideas turned to the Shia's idea. And I told you that it goes to Yemen by a man, his name Al-Qadi Shamsuddin Ja'far ibn Ahmed ibn Yahya ibn Abd al-Salam Al-Tamimi Al-Bahluli Al-Yemeni. He talked this idea to Yemen, and it became a very famous group in Yemen, which we call the Zaydiya up to this day. This is the history of these two groups, and I say it before Asr, because maybe people is not interested in history, but still it's a good information to tell you how this idea comes and how it is spread out in the Muslim country. Inshallah, after Asr, we'll continue by talking about how to understand this issue, the predestination and the faith, and what is the pillar for understanding this issue easy. And inshallah, may Allah to help us and guide us to the right. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.